We're going to go back to Milwaukee. Giants go in there on Tuesday. Adam McAlvey is with us. He covers the Brewers for MLB.com. And, Adam, I'm just happy to have you on today because, you know, right out of the chute, maybe the Brewers are the best story in the National League this year.
Yeah. Now, tell me the truth. As a California guy, when you start looking at the best records in baseball and you saw Milwaukee number two, you were surprised, right?
No question. But I'll tell you what I'm not surprised about. I'm a pitching guy. And they've had the same, well, five, except for Estrada now is out of the rotation. Nelson is in. They've had the same starting staff the whole year. And when I see something like that, I tell you, that's a team that can do something.
You're right. And if you think back to the Brewers' best season in recent memory, it was 2007. They got to the NLCS against the Cardinals. I think the numbers they had every start except for six. They had six starts from other than their five normal guys. And when you have that kind of stability, it makes a big difference. And I think I think you're right to point that out because last night the Brewers beat Adam Wainwright here in St. Louis. I mean, Milwaukee doesn't have an Adam Wainwright. They don't have a clear ace. But what they have is, five pretty solid guys with now this young Jimmy Nelson in there who's got a big arm and he should face the Giants on Tuesday in that series opener.
Yeah, we got Jimmy Nelson on Tuesday, Gallardo on Wednesday, and Willie Peralta, who took care of Wainwright last night, pitched a great six into the seventh inning against Wainwright. So if you had to put your finger on the Brewers' success, other than pitching, because we'll get back to Frankie Rodriguez in a second, this offense was cold for a while. You've got people in slumps, and last night they broke out of it. But the Giants are going to walk into a team, I think, 1-8 that can hit the ball.
Yeah, you know, they've been a funny offense. We had a really interesting chat with Ron Renicki the other day in Tampa, because the Brewers are the best offense in the National League below 5,000 feet in every category, average, OPS, home runs, RBIs, total bases. Only the Rockies, who, you know, frankly don't count, are better than the Brewers. But Ron Renicki made, you know, you'd think the manager would point to that when they're in a tough stretch like the Brewers were for most of July and say, well, listen, stop giving us a hard time. We're second in the league in offense. But he said no, that it matters the way they've gotten to it, and he's not been happy with what they've done as an offensive unit, and particularly the top of their lineup has been really ice cold lately. That's Carlos Gomez, the all-star center fielder, Jonathan Lucroy, the starting catcher for the NL All-Star team, and Ryan Braun. They were all in really bad slumps, and they all had big nights last night against Wainwright and the Cardinals. Gomez snapped an 0-for-20 and Braun an 0-for-19, the sort of thing you don't see from Ryan Braun ever. And Lucroy had a kind of a game-breaking three-run double. So it was good signs last night for this offense. And when it gets going, it is the strength of the team, and they play in a ballpark where the offense gets better as summer comes and the ball starts to fly. They're going to look to ride that. Otherwise, they've just been sort of boringly steady. They don't really have anybody or any facet of the team that jumps out at you as excellent. They're just good enough in every facet, including, you know, you mentioned K-Rod at the back end of a bullpen that's kind of been hanging on. And if you can pick a weak point in this team, that's probably it. But that'll be really interesting to see how those guys hang on in August and September.
Boy, it's the truth. Adam McAlvey with us. We're going to talk a lot with him, I'm sure, during the week. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of calls to get on KNBR once that series starts unfolding. But you bring up the bullpen, K-Rod, Frankie Rodriguez, sort of an afterthought. And he leads certainly the National League in saves, probably the major leagues as well. How has he done it? I mean, I watch him pitch, and it looks like he struggles and struggles, and then all of a sudden nobody hits him.
Well, you know, that's really been the story of his career. They call him 30 pitches of terror. Even when he was throwing gas with that great slider, he'd be the kind of guy who'd put two runners on and then close out a game. Now he's doing the same thing, but it's fastball with, you know, four or five ticks off from where he was in his heyday with the Angels, and a really great changeup. A funky delivery, and, you know, face it, gut. And I know the numbers guys will disagree and not like to hear this, but I guess I put myself in the camp that believes there is something different about the ninth inning, and you need a guy with gut. And I think he's got that, and when the situations get tough, he just goes to the next hitter and gets him out. And, it, you know, if you talk about this Brewers team and talk about one player who's really got them to where they are, it's not that simple ever. But if you really had to pick one guy, it's K-Rod, because they lost their closer, Jim Henderson, who was solid last year. He had the same save numbers as Kenley Jansen. Had a bum shoulder. Velocity was down in spring training. They made a surprise decision surprised the Brewers players on the field themselves when K-Rod came out to close the game on opening day. Jim Henderson has never really made it back to the player he was last year, and the Brewers, you know, yet have had a reasonably solid bullpen and have gotten the job done. And a lot of it is on Rodriguez. How long can he keep doing this is the question. He's got a lot of miles on that arm, a lot of bullets spent this season. He hasn't shown signs of fading yet, but they're using him a lot.
Did the Brewers really try to get much done at the trade deadline? I think Geraldo Parra was the only one they picked up. Anything else?
No, they tried really hard to get a right-handed reliever. They have two really good lefties I bet a lot of your fans there don't even know about, in Will Smith, a player they got from the Royals in a trade, and Zach Duke, a pitcher people know about, the starter for the Pirates, but he's reinvented himself as an absolute shutdown left-hander. He allowed two runs last night, and it was the first runs he's allowed in 17 games. But from the right side, they're weak because they moved K-Rod from, you know, he was supposed to be a setup guy, moved him into the closer spot. And they're not getting the same thing out of a guy, Brandon Kinstler, who was really solid for them last year. So Doug Melvin made a ton of calls. He tried to get Koji Uehara from the Red Sox. He tried to get Benoit from the Padres. He tried to get a couple of right-handers, Reed and Ziegler from the Diamondbacks. Was unable to do it because the cost, the ask for relief was just so high, and the Brewers had some players in mind that they would be generally willing to part with to get this piece. But they weren't going to go beyond that. Teams are asking for big league players that are part of Milwaukee's plan for the next 3-4 years and beyond, and they just weren't willing to do that for a reliever who's going to give you maybe 10 innings in a month.
Wow.
So they'll keep shopping in August, but again, that bullpen, that's the trouble spot for this team. They're using the three guys I mentioned, Duke, Smith, and K-Rod, at a pretty alarming rate. And I don't think Ron Renneke is that comfortable with that. I think he needs someone else to step up. There's one name I'll tell you. Jeremy Jeffress is an interesting story on this Brewers team. He was the number one draft pick for Milwaukee in 06. He had some trouble with marijuana through the minor leagues, was suspended a couple of times. He bounced to Kansas City. He went to Toronto, never established himself. He's back with the Brewers now. He hit 101 in his first game back, and there's such opportunity that he has a chance to pitch some eighth innings for a first-place team. And it's kind of an amazing story of a bounce-back guy and really of the uncertainty of bullpen arms. You get on a hot streak, and you can find yourself pitching in a pennant race.
Boy, amazing. Adam McAlvey with us. Look at the Giants. They struggled during that big dip they had in June and July. Now the bullpen after the break is the best in the National League, and you can't touch them. That's the way bullpens work. It's up and down. You hope to get a consistent pen. Hey, you've got quite a series this weekend, though. Brewers and Cardinals. You had Wainwright last night. You've got Masterson today. Who's going tomorrow for St. Louis?
John Lackey tomorrow.
How about that? Tell me about this.
Their new guys.
Yeah, how about this series?
Isn't it a coincidence that the young Brewers pitcher we're talking about, Jimmy Nelson, developed a blister, so they pushed him back to that Giants series, and the Brewers are countering Masterson, Lackey with their own top two guys, Kyle Loesch tonight and Matt Garza tomorrow.
It's, wow.
You know, I don't doubt that Jimmy Nelson has a blister, but it is quite convenient for Milwaukee that they're able to pitch their two main guys on regular rest because of an off day a couple of days ago, and it sets up a pretty intriguing series. And look, Ron Renneke says, this isn't the pennant race. Stop talking about it. Don't look at these games that way. But watching him manage last night and put all his key, you know, these key bullpen guys we're talking about, they all pitched last night in a game that was 7-0 Milwaukee and got to 7-4 in the ninth inning.
Wow.
So they really want to win these games. The win last night was huge. Number one, you beat Wainwright. That's big. You score a bunch of runs off Wainwright, which is even bigger. And it means that the Brewers, no matter what happens these next 2 days, they're going to go back home to face the Giants in first place in the division. And they're such a weird team. Nobody predicted them to be in first place. You know, most I saw had the Brewers fourth in this division. And now they got off to a great start in April. And everybody keeps asking, you know, when are they going to start to fade? When are they going to come back to earth? And here they are, you know, going into the second week of August in first place with a real opportunity, and really haven't made a major addition. You mentioned Geraldo Parra. But it's not like they picked up some big-time guys to make a run at this. It's the team they constructed. They're getting more for it than they thought they would.
Boy, beautiful. Great report, really. I'm excited. I can't wait for the Giants to come in there on Tuesday. You've got a big weekend, and then, of course, the Giants come in Tuesday. Last thought for you. Have the fans embraced the team? In other words, is there baseball fever in Milwaukee? Bernie Brewer out in the parking lot eating the kielbasa with George Bamberger?
Well, you know, the best part about from the Brewer's perspective is that you always get that. You know, number one, it is a good baseball town. Remember, the Milwaukee Braves were the first team ever to draw $2 million in the National League. So it's long been a good town for baseball, and Hank Aaron will tell you that. But there's also something to being the only game in town. I mean, I'm from Milwaukee. At work, they call me Joe Milwaukee because I'm always talking it up. Michael Urban there in the Bay Area will tell you that. But, you know, there's something to being the only game in town, too. You go to a Brewers game, that's kind of the big event in that town. So it's tailgating. It's the whole experience of going to the ball game. And they have that roof, so they draw from all over the state. They're, like, fourth in the league in group sales. And the players, they like being able to play every day, and they like the fact that you get 30, 35. At this time of year, you get 40,000-plus basically every night, no matter where the team is at, and it is a good atmosphere for baseball in the summer.
I love it. Hey, Adam, thanks for taking the time. Great report. I can't wait to have you on again. And we'll see you when the Brewers come here. This is the first time we'll see the Brewers on Tuesday, but then you guys come here a little bit later on. I'd love to have you on the show, but make sure you run into...
I'll be the guy in the press box with a pile of garlic fries and chocolates in front of me. You can't miss me.
Make sure you run into Dwayne Kuiper. You know, of course, he's the Wisconsin guy and grew up rooting for the Braves and Eddie Matthews and all that. You'll do a good story on Dwayne if you run into him. Hey, but I appreciate you being
Sounds
on.
Good.
And really, this is a great report, and you got us ready for next week. Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem. Anytime.
Okay, that's Adam McCalvey. Boy, Raph, pretty good, huh? That was good. Yeah, boy, that Brewer team, the bullpen, and they got a guy who throws 100, K-Rod at the end of it. But their starting pitchers, other than this Nelson, same five the whole year. And that's what I like to see about baseball.